I hope you know by now that in this text, when it refers to Jesus' brothers and sisters, it's the term that's used for close relatives, cousins, and close family. There's no specific distinction contrary to what we believe about Jesus and being the only son of Mary. It's interesting when people take this text and they want to use it to speak disparagingly about Jesus' relationship with his mom or his family. As if it was an obstacle to him in some way. I think when someone does that, they completely miss the point. Completely miss the point. Jesus isn't speaking disparagingly. He is speaking affirmatively about who we are in relationship to him. That it is not simply a relationship of bloodline, as strong as that can be at times, that unites families. Nothing compares to what Jesus is offering us, to be a part of his family because we enter into the will of his Father. We become one with him in a radical, radical way, so far beyond our hopes, our desires, our dreams. It's beautiful they place it in parallel with the first reading today from the Old Testament, when bringing the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark, prefigurement of Jesus himself, the Ark itself, prefigurement of Mother Mary, the items in the Ark, the budded rod of Aaron, the manna, and the tablets of the law, all prefigurements of Jesus himself. So God coming into the midst of his people, to dwell in their midst, to dwell in the city of Jerusalem. Were they happy about this? Sure did seem like it. David was dancing with abandon before the Ark of the Lord. So excited was he that God was pitching his tent in the midst of his city. Would that we had a little bit more joy and excitement when God goes to pitch his tent in our midst. Two weekends ago, we had the gospel text in which John the Baptist points out Jesus. Behold, the Lamb of God takes away the sins of the world. So I celebrated Mass that day as I got to the part following consecration, when I held up the host and said, behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the feast of the Lamb, or the supper of the Lamb. I want to say wedding feast, but that's not what the text says. Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed, is our response, right? Do you remember the dialogue that took place after hearing, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world? Andrew and John followed Jesus. And what was Jesus' question to them? What are you looking for, right? What do they say? Where are you staying? I want you to think. Whenever we hear, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Where is Jesus staying, my brothers and sisters? Come and see. Come and see where Jesus makes his dwelling. The intimacy with which he desires to enter your life, my brothers and sisters, is unfathomable. Last thing I'll say, doing all right. Young lady that was helping out, doing stuff around the altar and things like that, and they're like, hey, come on up here, help us move this. And she was like, oh, I don't know. The tabernacle's there, this and that. I said, I popped out of the sacristy and I was like, what? I mean, I get it. I understand. We know who's here. But I said to her, I said, did I just not place him on your tongue? Did he not come into you and make his home and abide in your very flesh and blood? I said, he waits there for one purpose. He doesn't wait there for any other purpose other than waiting to be consumed by you and me. You understand that, right? The only reason we reserve the Blessed Sacrament is because just in case someone needs to receive communion in the last rite, we have communion in order to be able to bring to them without having to celebrate the Mass, then bring communion to them in their dying. We reserve the Blessed Sacrament so that it can be brought to people as receiving communion in the last rites. That's why we reserve the Blessed Sacrament. And the reason the Blessed Sacrament's not reserved in the sacristy is because we became very aware of the great gift it is when he is present to us in this way. And I don't know if it's just a wise tale or a myth, but I do believe it was St. Francis of Assisi who asked that the Blessed Sacrament be reserved here, not in the sacristy, but here, so that people could come and abide in his presence as they prepare for the ultimate gift of him coming to them and making his dwelling within them. Stir up your hearts, my brothers and sisters. Stir up your hearts as you prepare to receive this wonderful and awesome gift. Amen.